Thank you, Gabriel, for that wonderful intro and meditation. And it's certainly nice to have all those wonderful visitors with us, and we welcome them all. So now, let's proceed with having just a short review of El Morya's last message. He explained that we are on a path, a beginning path, that is, of a great initiation that began the moment that we retrieved those 2 sixth and seventh dimensional light templates. This type of initiation has not been present in any group since the days of Yeshua, when they were held in secrecy in caves and also, of course, within the great pyramids of Egypt. It will take some time for us to integrate and use this initiation properly and proficient, so be patient. Now we are entering a time where our awareness of ourselves as being on a spiritual journey was altered substantially over the last 3 years. Our neurology has changed and expanded. It has a vital wiring to it that can help our brain process complex thought. This initiation and these processes that you will be guided through in the next time frame are complex, and you will be guided through this expansion in the neurology of your body. El Morya mentioned that he will be our guide in these expansion times and will teach us how to expand that electrical component of our physicality. These are times of great challenges, and it takes enormous amount of our time and participation to meet these challenges and create what we need in any given moment. This time must be devoted to interior contemplation. We must use the expanded grounding techniques so that all parts of our energetic system can be initiated. We have been taught in the last 3 years what we needed, especially in relation to the four triads and the Ark of the Covenant. These teachings have brought us to this time of our present initiation. Then he spoke a little bit about our soul blueprint and who you are as you were created from that blueprint of source energy. He informed us that the will of source is we were created as the perfect individual divine expression, and that is the will that we are personally merging with. He also explained the will of source. It isn't just the will of a sovereign being, your creator. The divine creation of all that is employs a vast and powerful creative mechanism that creates souls that have a purpose and design to express its completeness as the individual iteration of a creator. Now, El Morya guided us to go within the center of our body and engage that solar center, which also engages the other four powerful elements of creation: fire, water, earth, and air. And, of course, don't forget the fifth element of love. The element of love is present in every fifth dimensional creative mechanism. The third chakra and the solar center are two valuable centers that are in the center of your body. They are important for us to recognize because they have been altered substantially since the conference, and because of their presence of these two dynamic light templates that were retrieved from the timelines. We are called upon to hold these massive templates within our physicality and our spiritual body. With the retrieval of the sixth and seventh dimensional light templates, much is changing for humanity. As we enter the fifth dimensional frequency, there are many changes taking place within our bodies as well as our consciousness. Now next, he discussed the mental-emotional body and the effect that body is undergoing because of the state of the physical body's ego. The physical body has an ego that has not been fully transformed, just as our third-dimensional body itself is not fully transformed. The ultra-transformed ego causes interference with our soul's journey into liberation. The soul of the physical ego as it was created in the original times of 12th dimension, is to provide safety and longevity to the physical form that can be utilized by the soul spirit to create and form throughout Christ's consciousness. The bottom line was to see that the body was in a healthful, vital state. The vitality of the body is very important in the creative process of the soul spirit. There is a grief within the body itself, within the ego, that keeps the ego engaged to present two sides of the same coin, which is superiority or unworthiness. We vacillate between both perspectives. When the fallen ego is engaged, this is what happens. This grieving that you feel is very deep-seated in the psyche of the body, and it stems from the fall of consciousness. But it also stems through present times when we have missed the mark in our creations. What you realize now is in those times of missing the mark that you can go back and change that creation at will. And you are encouraged to do that. Now this mental emotional body is a powerful resource to you. So we cannot allow the third dimensional ego to interfere with it. It is important that we stay alert when the ego is interfering and when it is resting. These are ideal times for us to create and replace previous creations with more current conscious choices, so our awareness is encouraged. We were shown a practice where we use all of the energetics of the elements, including, of course, the element of love. We draw in through the entire triadic system, exemplifying it in each chakra, working on chakras that have limitation and need to be upgraded through using the color codes of the olive green. Popular opposites are your friend and help us to recognize what is still in need of repair. The olive green color codes, as well as the magenta color codes, immediately lift the energetics of the mental emotional body. When we use these color codes effectively, we alter the magnetics as well as the electrical charges that flow through our mental emotional body. We alter the mental emotional body to operate in a coherent, usable fifth dimensional state. It is in this interior practice that we will refine our individuality as we use it proficiently every single day. We are capable of using the color codes such as the olive green codes when the polar opposites surface through the ego. And we'll explain that the soul doesn't have to prove itself. It doesn't have to prove its worth. Only the ego has something to prove. Now, these are the things that Lemuria came to talk to us about, so that we can be more conscious, more involved with our soul spirit, as you go through each day and go within to see that valuable soul blueprint more clearly. So now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth Master Lemuria for tonight's program.